In the name of the Father and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. As we come to the conclusion of this blessed year, 2017, and we are about to receive God's gift for another year, we are to remember one thing that we should be all mindful with today. Why did God grant us another year? We know that many of the people that we know or we relate to, we love, they departed from this world and left us. But why we still have some time? Definitely there is a purpose, a reason. We are not here by chance. We are not living up to this moment just because we are in a way lucky in a certain way. This is not how it is. In order for us to understand why we are here, maybe it is fitting that we go and read from the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 13, a small parable that the Lord gave. This parable is about a tree. I will read for you the parable and then we talk about it in a few minutes. The parable says, a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well, but if not, after that you can cut it down." The request from the vine dresser to the owner of the vineyard, "Sir, let it alone this year also." So, God is a symbol, this man is a symbol of God himself. And he now is telling all of us, "I am granting you another year because I'm expecting fruits. And I am going to do what it takes in order to help you to bear fruits." This is the goodwill of our Lord and Savior, the owner of the vineyard. In this parable, we can see the goodness of the vine dresser in 4 main things. Number one, coming seeking. Said that he came seeking. Secondly, diagnosing the problem. He found something, an issue with this tree. Number three, he designed a plan, something to do in order for this tree to have better chance or bear fruits next year. Number four, gives it another year. These are the 4 things that God actually is doing with all of us every day. Number one, he comes seeking. God visits us. And this is something when we say it, sometimes we say, no, it doesn't happen. We are not maybe receiving angels, we are not seeing visions or revelations. But actually, God visits us in many ways and for many reasons. One of them is to check on the fruits and remind us of what we are here to do. Many times we hear messages, maybe randomly, come from people that maybe you are not expecting them to deliver to us the Word of God. And we hear something that reminds us why we are here, what we are doing. There is a story, and it's a true story, by the way, about a young man who was so desperate, he didn't know what to do. So he was able to get some pencils and then start sitting in the street to beg, doing nothing except just to take money from people, stretching his hand. He had some pencils in his hands, but he never thought of himself more than a beggar. "I am here just to beg for people to give me some money." Until one day, he was visited by a businessman. He came to him, he looked to him, he doesn't need the pencils, so he gave him money out of his goodness. And then later this businessman, after he walked away, he came back to the young man who was selling or sitting begging. And he told him, "I forgot to take the pencils, because I remember actually that you are not a beggar, you are a businessman like me. You are selling these. I should have taken these from you before I give you the money." So this businessman actually, he was carrying God's message to this person. You are not begging. You should be doing something. You are a businessman. Just come back to your senses. Work diligently and you will be rewarded. And this is exactly what happened. It's a true story. This young boy who is begging for money started to think of himself as a businessman. No, I should work. I should earn my living. And his life changed. God visits us in many ways. The tree is not there only to live and feed its branches. If we think that it is enough that we earn money so we can buy things for ourselves and our families, then we are mistaken. That's not what we're here for. And then actually, imagine a tree that only feeds its branches. It has no purpose, has no benefit whatsoever. We have to remember this. What am I doing for others? What I am here for in order to serve the salvation of our people, other people around me. We should welcome his examination. Be willing to know so correction can be made in time. This is the first thing that out of the goodness of the vine dresser he does. Come seeking. Listen carefully. Pay attention. He will come. Believe me, he will come. And he will tell you what he's expecting from you. The second thing that the vine dresser is doing, he diagnoses the problem. When he came, he described this tree as idle, doing nothing. But actually, when you hear fig tree, we remember two things from the Bible. When was the first time we hear about fig leaves? You remember which book? Genesis, right? What happened in Genesis? After Adam and Eve sinned, they knew that they are naked. They went and got for themselves this fig leaves to cover their nakedness. Something fake, just to cover their sins. They were so busy about the coverage, not about the correction. What was in their mind, how we look, not whom we are. So this is the illness of the tree, and this is the illness of all of us. Many times we are so much focused on other people, what they are going to think of us, what they are going to say when they know something about us. But this is not what God wants to be mindful with, to be busy thinking about. It is about how to bear fruits. The coverage is not going to help us much, because at the end of the day, we are going to be examined not by the people who might be deceived with the fig leaves. We will be examined by the vine dresser who knows what this tree is here for, what this tree should be bearing. The second problem with the fig tree, you remember this, when the Lord cursed the fig tree because it was again the sin of hypocrisy, bearing leaves, giving the impression that I am fruitful, and at the end there is nothing. The fig tree was a symbol of the Jewish nation. They have rituals. They go to the temple often. They offer sacrifices every day. They look like godly people. But God knew that this is not the case. Again, this is a problem sometimes with us. We get so busy into the rituals. Nothing wrong with it. But at the end of the day, it's not enough. Coming to the church on Sunday is good. Taking communion is good. Sitting with your father of confession is great, but at the end of the day, God wants your heart to change, to admit faults, and to try to work corrections. This is what he is after. He has diagnosed the problem. It's a fig tree that covers itself and lives in hypocrisy, and God knows that. With these both of these two sins, there is no way anyone can bear fruit. Number three, he designs a plan. What is the plan the vine dresser has for the tree? Number one, he said, I'm going to dig around it. What is digging around the tree means or symbolizes? It's to cleanse and purge out what is alien. To clean around it, to separate the tree from all of the reasons that suffocate its fruits and hinder it from bearing good fruits. Many distractions, actually, are around us every day. All of us, when we come out from the church today, we have one thing in our mind, this year is going to be different. And maybe as we are going to keep this kind of a promise in our hearts for a few days until we get distracted with day-to-day things. Distractions with all of the temptation in the world is a good reason why the Lord wants to separate us, wants to dig around the tree. I remember a story about a hermit And this hermit, he decided to leave the monastery and live by himself to dedicate himself for prayers and vigil. He went on a mountain and started busying himself every day with praying. Until one day he found that the blanket that he's covering himself with has some holes in it. He was surprised, started to feel cold. Searching around, he found a mouse in the cave. Then he started to think, what should I do with the mouse? He made a trip down to the monastery and he got advice to get a cat so the cat will get rid of the mouse. He got the cat, went up, and then the cat needs to be fed. So he went down again to bring some milk for the cat that's going to get rid for him of the mouse. After he came, every day became something he has to go down, bring some milk to the cat. He said, what about maybe getting a goat? I'll take care of the goat will give me its milk, I will feed the cat that can get rid for me from the of the mouse. And then he got the goat needs to be fed. Then what about planting something around me so there is some kind of grass so the goat can eat, and the story continues. Then he started planting, and then he said, what about planting something beneficial for me as well, some crops? And then many crops, he is not going to use it all. Then he started to sell and make money. And everything is starting to expand, until one day he was visited by a shepherd. The shepherd came to him and said, what do you have here for me? He said, I have everything. I have crops and I have milk. I have many goats, everything here. I have a business. So the shepherd told him, but I did not bring you here in order for you to make business. You are here to pray. This is what you vowed to do, and this is what I was expecting from you. Now you are not doing my will. And he disappeared from him. Of course, we know that this shepherd was the Lord Christ himself, reminding him, why are you here? This question, again, is asked for all of us. Why are we here? Is it only just to make money? Is to busy ourselves with day-to-day affairs? Or there is something beyond this God is expecting from us? The first thing, he's going to dig around the tree. Then he's going to fertilize it. Fertilizing the tree, meaning to feed it and nourish it. Substituting what is unbeneficial with the word of God, the teachings of the fathers, and the sweetness of the church sacraments and services. Sometimes I feel sadness when I hear people like satisfied with things that are really of no value whatsoever. Young people spending hours watching something that's very superficial, getting just a slogan from any of their friends, and they run with it as if they found something that's very precious. Go deeper and get the food that God wants to nourish you with. So the plan is to cleanse and to fertilize. The last thing, what he is going to do, he is going to give it another year. Another year waiting. That's exactly what this time is given for us for. To the church of Thyatira, in the book of Revelation, we hear the Lord himself saying, and I gave her time to repent. This time given to us, even if we are going to survive for one day in the year of 2018, it is for this. For us to repent and for the work that we are here to do to perfect it. Remind yourself every day with this, and I will do this with you as well. I am here to complete these two things, my repentance and the work given to me. It's a gift, my brethren, that we receive from him when we turn into another day. Remember that this year means we are closer. We are getting close to the time when we receive a reward. We pray that when he comes, he will find us fruitful, bearing fruits that's worthy of him and worthy of the repentance that we should be leading. May the Lord to grant us a year full of fruits. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen.